Kelly, and welcome to Raising Christian Teens in 10 Minutes. If you're navigating the wild and wonderful journey of parenting teens in today's world, you're in the right place. Each episode is packed with bold, faith-filled insights to help you raise confident and Christ-centered teens. Today we are tackling a topic that everyone deals with, distractions. Anytime we're serious about deepening our relationship with God, we can be certain that Satan will do everything in his power to derail us. From subtle temptations to overwhelming chaos, his goal is clear. He wants us to give up and give in. But God has given us everything we need to overcome these distractions and remain faithful. Distractions come in many forms. It could be busy schedules, negative thoughts, and even seemingly harmless activities that pull us away from God. For teens, these distractions might include peer pressure, constant connectivity, or the lure of instant gratification. And as parents, it's crucial to help our teens identify their biggest distractions. You can ask questions like, what activities or thoughts often pull you away from spending time with God? Or when do you feel most tempted to drift from your faith? This awareness is the first step in fighting back. Satan often starts his attack in our minds because he wants to cloud our relationship with God. He feeds our teens lies like, there's no consequence for sin if no one finds out, or you've already screwed up in this area once, so it doesn't matter if you do it again. Look, Satan doesn't need to get your child not to believe in God. After all, he believes in God. His goal is simply to get your teen to doubt God is good. He'll tell them things like, if God was good, why did your parents get divorced? If God was good, why did your friend betray you? If God really wants you to be happy, then why don't you look like them or have money like them or be athletic like them? These kinds of distractions keep people in bondage. Some people never reach their God-given potential because the enemy keeps them so stuck believing that God isn't good. And if we don't help our teens separate themselves from their distractions will separate them from God and they will never reach their full potential. So stop letting them get distracted by things that have nothing to do with the purpose for their life. Okay, now I know you might be thinking, well, what is the purpose for their life? A lot of times we ask that about ourselves too. And the answer is, I don't know. I mean, they're called right now to be a student, maybe a sibling, a friend, a teammate possibly. The one thing I know for sure, their purpose doesn't involve sin. It doesn't involve anything that will take the place of what should be first, loving and serving the Lord by loving and serving others. Look, this world just has it so twisted. But I can promise you, when they authentically celebrate other people and place their needs before their own, it's like a fiercely strong magnet for their own blessings. And parents, it's our job to model this for our teens. So share scripture that has helped you. Encourage them to keep a prayer journal so they can see how God has answered their prayers, or maybe didn't answer their prayers because he had something better. Together, you can create a family habit of speaking life and truth over your thoughts. Pray with them. Please pray with them. Pray over them. There was a year with my son that was incredibly hard. I felt like I wasn't even going to survive. And I would go in every night after he fell asleep and pray over him. Because I had already done everything humanly possible that I could do, and the only thing left was to surrender him to God to do the rest. And he wants to do the rest. Remember, our job is just obedience. God's job is the outcome. And I will tell you, it is absolutely astounding how God has transformed his heart. Prayer is our lifeline to God, so you better believe the enemy wants to sever that connection. Never stop praying. As parents, we should be looking at our own distractions and share them with our teens. Be transparent about your struggles and how you're working to stay faithful. Teens love when they know you're not perfect either. It's like a weight gets lifted off them and they feel like they can be vulnerable about their mistakes. And for your teen, challenge them to identify one major distraction and create a plan to minimize its impact. and support them by doing it together, whether it's limiting screen time or setting aside specific time for prayer, or every day writing down something they're grateful for. Distractions are inevitable, but so is God's faithfulness. By recognizing and addressing these distractions head on, you're not just helping your teen grow closer to God, you're strengthening your family's spiritual foundation. Remember, the battle is already won through Christ, so stay faithful, stay focused, and keep pressing on. Thanks for listening, and keep your eyes on Jesus.